Thank you for tuning in to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia. Our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable, is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. So, figured we'd just start with the topic that drew a lot of attention was the street oiling situation last week. Just kind of update everybody on where we're at on that situation.
Yeah, so I mean, as far as oiling itself, you know, they picked oiling back up yesterday. We're going to wrap it up today, so I think we're done with oiling for the season. You know, with regards to last week, you know, as you know, you covered for us, and there's been a lot of discussion about it. You know, I hate to use the term a perfect storm, but it was a combination. You know, there were some new rock being used the oiling, and then we got 2 inches of rain, and so obviously created a mess of things. And you know, we understand that, and so we, you know, first off, the big thing was getting that addressed and taken care of. So we went back in, put additional rock in on those streets. You know, there were some washboarding then as a result. So, you know, those streets that had the issues last week have been taken care of and they've been addressed. We spent some time going back through. So when people have driveways and, you know, where it would butt up against the road, there might be some oil, you know, accumulated. You know, our guys went back and put rock on that to, you know, to cover up that exposed oil. So again, the biggest thing was making sure those streets were in better condition and passable condition. And so we've done that. To my knowledge, we haven't had any issues, you know, with the oilings the last 2 days. So, you know, again, we will sit down when this is all done and kind of evaluate what happened. You know, again, there's, you know, people are asking lots of questions. They deserve answers. And so we'll do that as a committee, as a council, kind of make sure that, you know, we don't ever run into this again. You know, again, I do think the rain had a big part to play in it. I'm not going to say that was 100% the reason, but again, I just appreciate people's patience as we kind of figure that out. You know, as far as, you know, what we're going to do, I mean, we, you know, last week asked people to, you know, send their contact information along with photos, you know, any quotes or estimates they had to the city administrator's email. You know, we've gotten tons of them. You know, I think the number is well over 150 now, maybe closer to 170. We have reached out to our insurance provider to see what our options are. So they have assigned an investigator. Again, for full transparency, they've assigned an investigator. They're reviewing it, you know, kind of trying to figure out what happened as well. So I can't sit here and tell you that we have an answer of what we're going to do, other than I can assure you we're going to do something. So again, I appreciate, you know, the people's patience. I realize it was a very frustrating situation for many people. I again fully understand that. I do want to thank the people for the most part. The people that called into the city hall, you know, expressed their concern. People who sent the emails. Everybody's been, again, for the most part, very professional. Again, I understand they have every right to be frustrated and upset, but I do want to, you know, thank the people of the city for the most part for handling it professionally and not necessarily taking it out on the people, the staff at actual City Hall. We will figure it out, you know, and we'll do better moving forward.
Well, this was one, and it was one of those things too. And we've talked about the fact that you want to be transparent and you have been, and this was also, you know, you were proactive. You guys got on it as quick as you could.
Yeah, I mean, again, I mean that night, Tuesday night, you know, I drove to Walmart. I was on Jefferson Street and knew something wasn't right. And again, I can show you pictures of my driveway, my vehicle. So, you know, it impacted me as well. So I fully get it. And so then, you know, those conversations started Tuesday night with me and a couple of the aldermen. You know, we got James involved. And then, you know, Tuesday morning, very first thing, it's like, you know, no more oiling. Let's figure out, let's get these roads. One, we had to shut down or at least go address those roads by putting additional rock on. But the biggest thing was getting Randolph Street open, you know, because that, you know, that just compounded things even more. You know, this, you know, we had this major thoroughfare that was closed. We were waiting on samples from the contractor. you know, we had to make the decision at that time just to open it up. So people didn't, while we were addressing Jefferson and Main and some of those other streets, that, you know, people had to have that street open, and we did that. So good news is, with regards to Randolph Street, I think the final testing came back, it passed. So we're good there now. So it's, you know, it's nice to have that road back open. But again, lessons learned. We will, you know, we will do analysis on this whole situation, and you know, we'll do better in the future.
Well, and not to, it's an issue. Things happen in the world, and like you said, you're gonna address it going forward, and that's all you can do when there are mistakes, is make sure that you don't do the same thing again.
Yeah, no, I mean, again, yeah, that's the nice thing about history, is you learn from it and you make sure it doesn't repeat itself. And so, again, we had those conversations on Friday when the discussion was about oiling this week. You know, I specifically asked the question, are we sure? We can't have any additional mishaps. Now, but again, back to the rock a little bit. I mean, there's you know, you see a lot of stuff, again, on social media about, you know, why they do this and why they did that. This particular rock, I mean, the city of Greenville's used for years, had never had any issue with it. So, you know, we just have to figure out why, you know, what happened on that particular day. And again, I think, you know, the rain's going to, you know, is going to play into that as well. But, so yeah, hopefully we'll, you know, be able to put this behind us, you know. And again, to the people who have been impacted, again, you have my word, we are going to do something. I wish I had an answer for you. Unfortunately, you know, we're at the mercy of, you know, insurance companies and figuring out what our next steps are, but that answer is coming very soon.
Very good. So, kind of move on to another topic. I know you were going to meet with some folks in regards to the lake. So, any update there?
Yeah, I had a contractor who kind of specializes in kind of siltation, came on site today, toured, you know, the one specific cove that we've been talking about a lot. And so, you know, and then we also then took him back, you know, kind of on different sides of the lake to show him where that actually is coming in. I would expect maybe Monday night at the council meeting, we'll kind of have at least a quote or at least a discussion about next steps there. You know, kind of what pricing might look like. It won't be in the form of an official bid. We'll have to actually probably do that. But at least we have somebody who's been on site. He's going to give us an estimate, or at least an idea of what he can do to address that, and then an idea, a ballpark of what that's going to cost. The nice thing about it is, you know, there is, we've talked about this too, there's agency, you know, there's regulatory bodies that are impacted by this. So, you know, the Corps, the EPA, you know, so there will have to be a application, kind of a permit applied for. And so, you know, if this is the contractor we use, we'll have to do that in conjunction with the city. You know, we're probably realistically estimating 2 or 3 months to get that kind of approval. So, you know, this is most likely going to be a spring 26 project, just because it's going to take that long to eventually get any type of approval. And then really once the weather changes and starts freezing, won't be much we can do out there anyway. But, you know, my commitment to, you know, to the citizens who are concerned about it at the lake is that we were going to do something. We are, and I think we'll have much more of an update after Monday night's council meeting.
You know, and that's something I know you hear a lot too. And when you're dealing with the government, things are going to take longer.
Oh, sure.
If you do it in private sector, you can just, hey, I'm just going to do it. But
combine three, in this case, there may be three different agencies that have some the weigh in on this. And so, you know, you may, two of them may be great, and then the third one you're kind of waiting on.
It's kind of like with Randolph Street. You had to wait on IDOT to get back and things like that. So even though the road, and I know people said that, the street's done. What are we waiting on? Yeah. Well, you're still waiting on IDOT to get back.
Yeah, so yeah. Like, I mean, there had to be samples, had to be testing that had to be done, and then those take a few days. And ultimately, yeah. You know, good news is it passed, and so we don't have to do any, you know, corrections there. And, you know, the road is open now, and good Lord willing, it's going to remain open for a long period of time.
So you know, kind of looking at things like the street oiling situation, and these are things that kind of give you a little bit of a setback. And I know, as somebody that, you're not at City Hall all the time, obviously you've got a day job, so you do have to lean on folks a lot when it comes to things.
Oh
like
yeah,
that.
I mean, I, you know, again, I've got to ask a lot about oil. I mean, I've joked. I mean, that's not something to joke about, but I said oil is the new 4-letter word, right? Yeah, but I mean, the folks, you know, Letitia, especially at City Hall, you know, she's the one getting all the emails, getting all the calls, and Danny and Carla and everybody else that works. You know, yeah, they were dealing with that all last week. So, you know, again, I want to, give them, you know, a shout out just because, you know, I know they were dealing with a lot. Letitia's still dealing with a lot this week. So, again, that's why I mentioned earlier, I do appreciate the citizens' approach to this and, you know, how for the most part, they're like, yeah, there's an issue here, but we know you're going to do something. You're going to work on it. We appreciate your help.
So I kind of want to switch gears a little bit. You'd mentioned
no more oil talk.
No more. we've talked to the we've oiled it down. So, so you talked about being at Illinois Municipal League meeting and talked about TIF. Mm-hmm. So, and I know that that's been something that has gotten a lot of attention in the community in the past. But kind of looking at TIF going forward. My understanding is things are a little tight when it comes to that.
Yeah, so we have two TIF districts, you know, with different expiration dates. We did extend what we call TIF 1, you know, some time ago. We extended it for an additional 12 years. So I think the biggest challenge for us now, especially with Amber on board, is kind of getting our arms around, you know, what those TIF districts look like geographically, you know, what properties are included. And then, you know, what is the remaining life? But more importantly, it's, you know, how much money comes in and then how much money have we committed to? I kind of not say campaigned against it, but warned, you know, we've entered into several multi-year agreements. And I kind of look at that sometimes as spending tomorrow's money today. So because of that, and again, not that they're not worthwhile projects. I'm not saying that. It's just I think our approach maybe just need to be a little different because what's happened now is, there's just not a lot of excess TIF money that's going to be available, you know, in the next couple of years just because as we're honoring our agreement, you know, for these, you know, again, worthwhile projects that we, the way we made them work was to do them over a multiple period of time. So, again, I, you know, Amber's 10, 11 days on the job right now, you know, again, drinking out of a fire hose. But, you know, that is going to be one of our focuses. We spent in IML, you know, and actually had a TIF conference outside of IML the day before IML started. So a lot of ideas, you know, and focused on, you know, how we can do TIF better. Because I think that's the big thing. I mean, when you hear people talk about TIF, another four-letter word, right? It's people don't understand it. Maybe there's been some inconsistency on how it was applied in the past. I'm trying to be positive about it, but you know, it's one at the end of the day, though, it is one of the, if not the most valuable tool that we have in the toolbox from an economic development standpoint. So we just got to do a good job moving forward, making sure the projects are worthwhile. And I stress a lot return on investment because at the end of the day, it is taxpayers' money. And so if we're investing this in businesses that hopefully will lead to growth, with hopefully leads to additional EAV increases, which is what pays the TIF back, you know, we got to make sure we're investing those dollars the right way.
Yeah, that's and that, like you said, that's a tough part when you get tight like this. If a big opportunity comes, you may not have the money to be able to take care of it in the TIF. And that's the frustrating part.
It is. And I think you have to become creative a little bit, right? And I think that's kind of where maybe some of these multi-year agreements have come in the past. Well, we don't have a big, you know, pool of cash, you know, but again, I think the biggest thing for us now is, you know, see what the runoff is on some of these deals, how much money, fully understanding what money is going to come in, what we've committed to, what that balance is. And quite honestly, just being a little more selective on projects moving forward. Because again, at the end of the day, we should be getting a return on investment, you know, for the taxpayers.
So the last week and a half, water rates, the oil situation, we've jokingly called it around the office oil gate in the past little bit. So, I mean, these are all kind of the crazy things that you get into when you become mayor.
Yeah, no. My wife asked me the other day as I was sitting in my chair just staring at my computer screen, so is this worth it? And the answer is yes. I still, despite all of this, you know, I love being mayor. I mean, I love, you know, the thought. I love the community. It doesn't – again, the nice thing about this is when challenges present themselves, you take them head on, right? Again, back to the pledge of being transparent. You know, I want to engage and, you know, people see me on the streets or send me messages. That's fine. You know, that's part of it. I knew what I was signing up for. And again, sometimes, you know, there's some of these challenges that we've been kind of – maybe we should have been addressing over time and we're maybe taking them on now. Sometimes these, what I call self-inflicted wounds, you know, those are the ones sometimes that are tough to deal with, but it's just part of it. And we're going to remain positive. I mean, a lot of great things still going on in this city. You know, I couldn't be more happy where this city is overall. And I think even better things, you know, more announcements coming in the future.
Again, thank you for listening to our podcast, Talking About Vandalia with Mayor Doug Knable. This podcast is brought to you in part by F&B Community Bank, Heck Chevrolet, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia, and Kaskaskia Supply and Rental. You can find all of our podcasts under our podcast tab on our website at VandaliaRadio.com.